Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. This is me. Can you hear me? Maybe you can't hear me. I don't know. I can hear you. Hey, call us. The number, guest call in. Come on, I want some questions. 347-826-7154. Yeah, Frankie baby. Oh, how do I love you? Okay, that's enough. That's enough. Okay, Frankie, that's enough. Hope everybody had a great week. If you didn't, you did. I won't believe you. You're alive. Remember that. You're alive. You're alive. What do you mean you didn't have a great week? Of course you had a great week. Now, I was this call was we were discussing how to get to the fifth dimension, or that would be our higher self. From the third dimension, which is Earth, and then there's the second dimension. And I have a feeling, I don't know whether to discuss this with you guys, but I just want to say that I'm going to start off with just a little something about it, because it's very deep, very, very deep, okay, guys and girls and the world. But I'll tell you one thing. There's you got to imagine there's a village, okay, and there's this big elephant, and he's walking through the village slowly, and as he's walking, the village people are throwing rocks at him, they're throwing stones at him, they're throwing things at him, and he keeps his head up and keeps walking and walking through the village, not responding to the people, because he was on a higher dimension, which is the fifth. He walked through the village without any problem and walked out, to explain that to rising above it all. A very highly evolved soul told me this story, and I want to share it with you. And it's a thing to the higher consciousness. I have the workbook to explain it to people. But I should do a workshop on it, which would be wonderful. In the meantime, next week, I'll probably talk about the secrets of happiness, because it's time. It's time now. You know, you people have to... Let's talk about energy. Hey, let's see. We got philosophies after. But energy is so important. Even your teapot has energy. Even the stove has energy. Everything is energy. So I'm going to say to you, what kind of energy are you putting into the world? We all have an energy field around us. It is an extension of the energy associated with our inner thoughts and feelings. So you have no doubt had the experience of entering a room or a home where, just before your arrival, two people were in conflict. Although they may be smiling, now you can feel the tension in the air. You may also know people who have good energy. You always feel better after having spent time with them, and even speaking with them briefly can lift your spirits. They always seem to be happy, upbeat, and positive. Then there are those whose energy feels very toxic. You may feel tense, unsettled, wary, distrustful, and even physically ill around these people. Sometimes you may feel violated, especially if the person directs the energy toward you. Tell you again, the phone number is 347-826-7154. Okay. I believe we are constantly reading other people's energy, whether we are consciously aware or not. It is a built-in instinctual trait. Others, too, read or feel our energy. The climate in our home or office is a result of the combined energies of the people in this space. Unfortunately, just as one oil spill can contaminate a huge expanse of ocean, one individual with negative, confrontational, or toxic energy can contaminate an otherwise positive environment. Laboratory experiments have also shown that such negative energy can result in a suppression of the immune system in those subjected to it. Ongoing exposure to such toxicity can pose a health hazard. I know that. That's so true. This is a little like what happens with secondhand smoke. The individual with the toxic energy first compromises his or her own inner environment. If that person does not take responsibility for the energy and deal with it and transform it, the internal feelings, frustration, anger, annoyance, or impatience are often directed towards others. Because we all have different levels of tolerance. It may be even more harmful to the recipients than to the perpetrator. Children are extremely sensitive to this anger, judgment, and criticism of parents or teachers. Some individuals are powerfully affected as a toxic outburst may trigger memories of difficult or traumatic events or circumstances in their past. So historically, in our culture, we have not been terribly conscious of the effect of our energy on others. There seems to be a belief that if one is angry or frustrated with a store clerk, a child, a partner, or a driver on the road, it is okay to vent those emotions. Justification for these toxic spills seems proportional to the amount of inner turmoil being experienced. Okay. This sounds dangerously like the abusive partner who says he would not have been forced to hit his spouse if she had not made him so angry. Oh, please. The truth is, we all must take responsibility for our own emotional ecology. We cannot blame others for the way we react. We must do our part to contribute to a healthy emotional climate, wherever we are. We can often diffuse the toxic effect of another's energy by refusing to engage with it. Certainly, meeting the toxic of another with our own toxic response is a recipe for disaster. It perpetuates a downward spiral from which there is no positive outcome. When this happens, the negative physiology effects are even more pronounced. Our first task is to ensure that we maintain a healthy inner state. You know, we do this by giving up all judgment, criticisms, blame, gossip, and negative thinking. I'm going to repeat that. And negative thinking. We do this by giving ourselves other options besides choosing anger or frustrations. We get our egos out of the way. Is this a tall order? You bet it is. Once you make a conscious choice that you want to change, you can utilize techniques such as meditation to keep you balanced and calm. You can activate your inner observer to gain awareness of your reactions. Not only will you begin to clean up your little corner of the world, but but you will also become a role model for others. Now, this is in May 2006 that it was. Gwen Randall Young is an author and a psychotherapist. Thank you for that. It's a universe within. Thank you, Gwen. And thank you for everybody that's listening right now. It's important. Okay. What we have now is, it's very deep. The third dimension is Earth. Of course, we're all here on the third dimension. But when we get to the higher fifth dimension, which is a higher self, we've risen above it all. We walk on clouds. It's a blissful state. But it's hard to say, well, I shouldn't say it's hard, because then it will be hard, but it can be. To stay there is another story. Okay, let's go for the philosophies. I am not going to do the fifth. So it's very deep, and I would know how to start it because, I can. Okay, I'll just tell you a little bit. The fifth dimension is when you're meditating and you feel so blissful and nothing bothers you. And also, enlightenment is emptiness. So emptiness equals fifth dimension, equals higher self, equals emptiness, which is living in the now. That's what it's all about. But when we get into the third dimension, that's Earth. So we respond in a different way. See, in the fifth dimension, how I respond is through humor. When somebody puts me down, I bring some humor into the story. And I was brought up that way, so I thank my great father for that. So third dimension is responding in an earthly way, okay? And the second dimension, which we're going to discuss, is a little embarrassing, but I am going to... It is men who are addicted to pornos. And when they're addicted to pornos, they're in a second dimension. It's not Earth. It's illusion, looking at those pornos. So that is your second dimension. So let's get on with the show here. Okay, let's increase our happiness. Well, we're going to do that next week, too. I got to talk about happiness, okay? So it's next week. But this one, if you're in a bad mood, okay? I'm just going to tell you. Walk yourself out of your bad mood. Now, studies have shown that even a 10-minute walk immediately boosts the brain chemistry to increase happiness. Yes. Next. Some people with the worst past end up creating the best futures. So, guess what? The best is yet to come. Success. Let's talk about that. I love success. It's between the ears as far as I'm concerned. But I could talk about speaking of success. But we're going to do so. This is what Winston Churchill said about it. And Ziegler mentioned it. Zig Ziegler. Success is stumbling from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm. And that is so true. You remember that one last week, Abraham Lincoln, how many times he failed, and then he was successful in the end. Getting knocked down in life is a given. Now, getting up and moving forward is a choice. Thanks, Zig Ziglar. I got a lot of Ziggies tonight. World, it's me, yeah. With integrity, you have nothing to fear since you have nothing to hide, Zig Ziglar says. I do believe we are all connected. I do believe in positive energy. I also believe in the power of prayer. I do believe in putting good out in the world. And I believe in taking care of each other. Because I'm a believer. Next. I know it's good to be serious. But I don't think it's good to be too serious. But can we please just lighten up a teensy little bit, you people out there? Silliness makes your soul smile. Thanks, Dos Santamata. Silliness is the best to have fun. A person truly confident in their belief is never threatened by another not sharing the same belief. Thank you, Charles Glassman. Being love is a lovely way of being. That's good for the way it was just done. Why are you so determined to keep your wild silently inside of you? I'm going to repeat that again. Why are you so determined to keep your wild silently inside of you? Let it breathe. Give it a voice. Let it roll out of you. On the wide, open waves. Set it free. Thanks, Jeanette LeBlanc. Life has two rules, okay? One, never quit. Two, always remember number one. Ziegler. Next, if you will pump long enough, hard enough, and enthusiastically enough, sooner or later the effort will bring forth the reward. Love that one. It's not what happens to you that matters. It's how you respond to what happens to you that makes a difference. Now, isn't that the truth, guys and girls and world? Okay. Every positive thought propels you in the right direction. Don't like to give you too much because there's so much stuff in here that is so important. Look at, don't be distracted by criticism. Remember, the only taste of success some people have is when they take a bit out of you. Interesting. Can I repeat that? Oh, we got somebody. Hello, hello, hello there, world. And what is your soul name, if you like to say it? And may I ask you, what would you like to know? Hi. Just want to listen? That's okay. Okay. I'm going to read that one again. Don't be distracted by criticism. Remember, the only taste of success some people have is when they take a bit out of you. Wow. Okay, number two. Always end your day with a positive thought. No matter how hard things were, tomorrow is an opportunity to make it better. So if you live in the now, think now, and forget about everything else, then you're laughing. Okay. Of all the attitudes we can acquire, surely the attitude of gratitude is the most important and by far the most life-changing. You know what? When things get really rough, world, I just share this with you. I think to myself, I've got a roof over my head. I got food on the table. I got clothes on my back. Hey, what else do I need? To me, that's everything. So, don't let who you were talk you out of who you're becoming. Don't let who you were talking to out of who you're becoming. Remember, on the way up, you meet a lot of people. On the way down, you meet the same people again. Even though I don't know what tomorrow will bring, I'm going to hold my head high. I'm going to think positive and expect the best. And yet, guess what? The best is yet to come. And happiness is the highest level of success. And that's what I'm going to talk about next Monday, the secrets of happiness, because when you're on that level, it's all the ego is the biggest problem, E-G-O, which stands for edging God out. What it is going with the flow. It's not your, you go with the flow. I'm trying to explain this. It's like, it's all up to the universe. You just do your thing. Stay positive and leave everything up to the universe and everything will be great. So I'm just going to repeat the first again. Okay, world, you're in a bad mood. What do I suggest? I suggest walk yourself out of your bad mood. You know, studies show that even a 10-minute walk immediately boosts the brain chemistry to increase happiness. So put your timer on and walk with the timer. And after 10 minutes, if you're not happy, then I don't know what the story is. All I can say is you will be. Make sure you go under the trees. The trees are good. The trees like you. The trees are very powerful. And, you know, the secret is, you know, self-control is strength. Okay, I'm getting off here, but this is what it's all about. I'm spontaneous. I'm here to jump all over the place because all the people that are listening, there's one question that they want, and I probably might have answered it in one of my sayings. Okay? Self-control is strength. Right thought is mastery. Now, calmness is power. Thanks, James Allen, for that, because it's so true. No use getting emotional over people. Just stay cool and everything will be wow. Take time to do what makes your soul happy. That is so true. Be a free spirit. Now, Winston Churchill said this, and Ziegler mentioned Winston Churchill. Success is stumbling from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm. So you'll always win in the end. Always. Getting knocked down in life is a given. Getting up again and moving forward is a choice. And that's what you do, is get up and keep going. With integrity, you have nothing to fear, since you have nothing to hide. So, I am going to go over, hold on, and see what it is. To end this philosophies of life. I don't know if you're hearing me, because I went away. Okay, just do a couple more. Because it's been so many. I do believe we're all connected. I do believe in positive energy. I do believe in the power of prayer. I do believe in putting good out into the world. And I believe in taking care of each other. I know, it's good to be serious, okay? They say that. I don't like being serious, But can we please just lighten up a teensy little bit, world? I mean this. Silliness makes your soul smile. Thanks, Doc Santamata. A person truly confident in their belief is never threatened by another not sharing the same belief. And that reminds me of what Zig Ziglar said that I would like to end this up and play some music. You, Zig Ziglar, says this. you will get it all you want in life. You will get all you want in life if you help enough other people get what they want instead of feeling threatened by another's creativity. And creativity is a genius. So be happy to help others, and other things will happen to you. And I thank you. I want you to have a great week. Keep breathing. Remember the breathing story. Always breathe, you wonderful people. Thanks for the memories. I'll see you next Monday. Happiness is where it's at. Okay. Bye for now, everybody. Bye.